B-Pod Studios.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of Mike Misnelli Show. Is brought to us by Guida Door and Window. Guida Door and Window has extended their big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Just call us number 877-GO-GUIDA or check them out online at goguida.com. All right, Bryce Harper. What is your comfort level? The Phillies now are put on the griddle. It has been established that one of the two free agents was worth 10 years, $300 million, to the San Diego Padres. Phillies supposedly be spending stupid money, now are forced to go beyond that. How far would they go beyond it? Consider, the word is out that maybe he's not that fancy on Philadelphia. The only solution, $350 million for 10 years. Let's go to the phones. Paul in Haddonfield. Paul, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike, how you doing?
Paul, what's up?
Just a couple things. I'm not too upset about not getting Machado. I think he's a punk, frankly. He did nothing for the Dodgers in the World Series this year, but if I had to go between the two of them, Harper, I would prefer Harper, but I'm not crazy about him either. But they need him, so hopefully we get him. But I was calling it, put my 2 cents in for the movie. I don't know. Did anybody say Fight Club?
Yes, we've talked about Fight Club. And Fight Club's on a lot of people's list as a top movie after
the
90s.
That's one of the top five in the last 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the top 10 for me. I liked it, but it was, you know, it was kind of odd.
Did you read the book?
No.
Read the book. It's unbelievable. I think the movie was better than the book, but the book had more stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
But he's the guy who wrote it is he's a loop. He's written some weird stuff. But anyway, that was it.
Okay.
So hopefully we get Harper. I don't know.
Let's see what he did. Machado in the NLCS against Milwaukee hit .296.
Yeah, but
in the World Series, he was .182.
Yeah, exactly. He did nothing. He just folded like a tank.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not a good player. Because it's a lot of great players go into slumps in postseason.
No, I know. All I'm saying, if I had to choose between the two, I'd rather
play. Michael Jack Schmidt, I remember, in the NLCS against Houston, I think it was 1-for-21. And then he won the World Series MVP. So you never know when guys are going to break out of it.
Now, I know. I know how it works.
Yeah, and the punk thing, come on. He's not a punk.
He absolutely, he's a dirty player.
He's not a dirty player. Let's go to Ron and Boothwin. Ron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Ron?
My movie is Usual Suspects. I don't know if you...
It's in my top 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed, but in the original Fatal Attraction... Mm-hmm. She cuts her own throat with his knife, with his fingerprints on it, just to frame him for her death, which is really scary.
Fatal Attraction was a good movie. I liked that a lot. That was in the 80s. It was an 80s movie.
And Harper's introduction to Philly, I don't know if you remember this, was Cole Hamels flipping him, and the crowd went nuts.
Yeah, he did. And that was when he first came in. He had all this fanfare. And Cole played the baseball game and said, okay, Mr. Big Shot, how you like this? I love that. I love stuff like that. That's what baseball's about.
Okay, and your opinion, the best race or car chase, the original chariot race on Ben-Hur or bullet car race?
Or which car race?
The bullet car chase.
But that was a great one. But how about the French Connection car chase?
That was pretty good, too.
That was a classic.
The original Ben-Hur chariot race, though.
Yeah, well, the chariot race is like pretty much on top for the drama. But the French Connection, one of the great movies of all time, by the way. It just happened to be dated. It's a 70s movie, I think, with Gene Hackman, one of his first starring roles. The car chase in that is unbelievable.
Going
under the trains and the L.
Gene Hackman, underrated.
Great actor.
Yes, great actor.
Yeah, I agree. Steve in Mount Airy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Steve?
I hope I can get your worry away from Bryce Harper. I think everyone is worrying way too much. I honestly think we're going to get Bryce Harper by Friday. I think Scott Boras is just, it's a money thing, and I think the Phillies are going to hit that. You got to understand, the Nationals, they already pay Matt Serger. They're already paying Patrick Corbin. They're paying a lot of people, and this is going to push them over the luxury tax.
Mm-hmm.
And their GM already said before free agency start, I just watched Buster Olney, that we're going to play with the players that we got. So I honestly think that everybody...
That's after he was turned down. Now that he knows what the price is, which is the same price they offered him in the first place, maybe they go, you know what? Extra $20 million, we get him.
Yeah, but Buster said they like that Soto kid, and they're already paying a lot of money.
Yeah, they got Soto. So what's the problem playing Harper and Soto in the same outfield? Is that a problem?
That's not a problem.
There's three positions out there, you know.
I just don't think the Phillies can get outbid by them, because the only contract they got is Jake Arrieta, really, and Aaron Nola. So I honestly think we can't get outbid, which is why we're going to get Bryce.
I hope you're right, brother. I hope you're right. But they already said today that they didn't expect that kind of money to be paid to Machado, so I don't know what they were expecting the number to be. They didn't expect the number to be 10 years, $300 million, so maybe they didn't expect the number on Harper to be that. We'll see.
We'll see, but like I said, I'm confident in this management. They paid Roy Halladay, Cole Hamels, Roy Oswalt. Like, they're gonna pay the money, I'm telling you.
All right. You got a lot more faith than I do right now.
A lot.
All right, Steve. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Bruce in Westchester. Bruce, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bruce.
Mike, how are you?
What's up, Bruce?
Let's see. I've got a quick question. I don't understand the economics of, you know, the two sports, Major League Baseball and the NFL. How can Major League Baseball afford to pay Manny Machado $300 million, yet the NFL pays Aaron Rodgers $125 million. Now, I understand there's a cap in the NFL, but the economics of the finances just, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, you answered your own question, the cap.
So
they fit
money,
they have to fit 53 guys under a cap, so they can't give Aaron Rodgers too much. They give him a lot, like $30 million's a lot. So they got to fit the rest of the players under that.
But the NFL is the golden goose, and they've got their revenue stream is far higher, I would think, than Major League Baseball. So are the owners holding on to or getting to keep that much more money?
It's a good question. I don't think so, because the revenues are what they are, and the players get a certain amount of those revenues. So maybe baseball is generating more revenue. When you don't have a salary cap, you want to spend more anyway. So, and it's a smaller roster too, so you can pay more to players.
And it's that smaller roster that definitely would come into play. So this $300 million just blows my mind that these guys are going to make, when Rodgers and Brady, they don't make that money.
Well, they make $30+ million a year, quarterback.
Yeah.
So that's what Harper's going to make. So it's comparable.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
All right. You got it, Bruce.
Thanks
for the question. Let's go to John in Cheltenham. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, man?
Hey, so I had a quick question, changing gears a little bit, about that Ben Simmons tweet or text about how he feels about Philadelphia and Australia. Did you guys hear anything?
No, I didn't see it. What did he tweet?
It was something to the effect of about how he feels that Australia is his home as well as Philadelphia. And then the way I heard about it was on one of the shows on our station, and they were saying that it gave fans the warm and fuzzies about him staying in Philly now, aside from all of the talk about going to L.A. Mm-hmm. with LeBron.
Yeah, well, that's nice. He's saying that now because he's in the contract here. He can't go anywhere. Now, maybe three years from now, he'll say something different, that he loves L.A.,
Right, and that's why I was hoping you heard it, because I just wanted to know what your reaction.
Listen, whatever those guys say now, it doesn't matter to me. He's contractually obligated to be here, so it behooves him to say he loves it here. But who knows if he's going to have a change of heart? It's all about winning championships. If they contend and win a championship in the next couple of years, well, that changes the mindset of a lot of guys.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. All right, I had a couple movies. Now, did you guys talk about, you throw Heat in there yet?
Yes, Heat is definitely in my top 10.
Okay, how about, I got two more. The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight was number, I saw a list online that had The Dark Knight number one. Now, that's not my type of movie, so it's not on my list.
Okay.
But you're right about it. It's well-regarded.
Yeah, I like Fight Club. I heard everybody talk about that already as well. But
yeah, a lot of people love Fight Club. I liked Fight Club. I didn't love it.
Okay, I got one more. It's called The Arrival.
The Arrival.
The Arrival.
And who's in The Arrival?
I can't remember her name. I think it's Adams, McAdams or something. Rachel McAdams.
Oh, Rachel McAdams. Oh, she's one of my faves. The Arrival, huh?
Yeah, if you didn't see it, watch it, and then I listen to you all the time. After you watch it, I'll call back.
All right, you got it. I'll check that out. The Rival, 1996, mystery drama. Linguistics professor Louise Banks, Amy Adams. Amy Adams is in this movie.
Not Rachel McAdams?
No, not Rachel McAdams.
Oh.
Leads an elite team of investigators when gigantic spaceships touch down in 12 locations around the world. I'm out right away.
Doesn't sound like it's up your alley. Out.
Jeremy Renner's in it. Forrest Whitaker.
Well, that's a good cast.
Yeah.
But no, I kind of remember that movie now.
Yeah.
It didn't move the needle enough to be top 10 since 1990.
Banks and her crew must race against time to find a way to communicate with the extraterrestrial visitors.
Oh, wait. I have a nominee.
I don't go for the sci-fi.
Well, speaking of, it's kind of sci-fi. Yeah. What about Contact? Did you like Contact with Jodie Foster?
No.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
I don't think it's top 10, though. This is a high. It's a hard to make this list.
It's hard to crack this list.
You know what, Natalie? You're going to have to give yours.
Should I give my top 10?
Yeah, give me a top 10. Nice. Did you write your top 10 now?
I did.
All right,
from 1990 on. Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me pull it up here. Okay, number one, The Departed.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
Three, Jerry Maguire.
Aw.
Four is Blow.
Oh, Blow. Pretty good movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. I love Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Five is Fight Club.
Uh-huh.
Six is The Wedding Singer. Now, these are my personal top 10.
I got you. All right, The Wedding Singer.
Number seven is Clueless.
It's a good movie.
It's a classic. Well,
my daughter
90s classic.
My daughter loves Clueless.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, actually, I'll give you, the Clueless is pretty good.
Okay, number eight is Forrest Gump.
Dumpy.
I have nine as Wolf of Wall Street and 10 as The Lion King.
Wolf.
I forgot a Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale. Yeah, not, it's a Bronx Tale, not one of my faves.
Really?
Yeah, It's okay. It's not one of my faves. There's not enough substance to Bronx Tale to get me interested.
Not the life lessons, none of it?
That thing about is true.
He's so poor. That kid was such a poor actor. I mean, he was just a
Calogula.
Dreadful actor.
Then he tried to live it in real life.
Well, he didn't try to.
Well, he did. He lived it in real life.
Why did he pick that kid for that role? I'll never know.
Well, there were people at the time who would say he was like young De Niro. There were people who really said that.
Terrible,
I'm serious.
That movie.
They end up on The Sopranos, and that's when he went to the life of crime.
Yeah, I know. Arm robbery.
Yeah, somebody died. And he wasn't the person.
House.
Yeah, in the act of the robbery, someone died.
I thought Little Calogero was a better actor than the big one.
You're probably right. Where's Little Calogero?
I have no idea. Mike and Kachakin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike,
what's going on, Jay?
What's up, Mike?
We got violations everywhere today.
We do.
You're hating on Thomas Crown Affair and all this other stuff?
Yeah, Thomas Crown Affair, it's not my type of flick.
All right, well, I'm going to give you my five now, and it's a violation on the audience for not saying two of what's in this five.
I got
okay?
it.
All right, so you're obviously the Departed.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Rounders. I can leave that on forever.
Rounders, good movie. Not top 10 worthy, but good movie.
Are you kidding me?
Not top 10.
Number three is American Gangster, then.
American Gangster is a top 10 candidate.
Yeah, absolutely. Ridley Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go Casino over.
And my man, Stringer Bell gets popped early in that movie. Right on the street.
You know, it's so good. It's so good. Oh. I was going to talk about the Phillies.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't see the value in signing a guy that hit 220 the year before. A guy that is in the middle third of his career. Yeah, didn't he hit 220 for the most for the first half of the season?
Does that really matter? When he had 100 RBIs.
He had 100 RBIs. Yeah, I mean,
he had 34 bombs and 100 RBIs, led the league in walks in a bad season. How good is that?
What was his average at the end of the year?
He hit 249.
Yeah,
his on base percentage was .393. His slugging was .496.
I wouldn't pay $35 million.
34 home runs, 100 RBIs in a bad year.
All right, he comes to Citizens Bank
and does what?
Three years, he hits 40 home runs.
He hits 40 maybe. Here, doesn't he?
Maybe.
All right,
it's a lot to invest.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hating.
Yeah, come on. You are hating, and I don't understand why. It's not your money. It's a star player. He's going to hit 45 home runs at Citizens Bank Park. Now, why do you not like that? It's astounding to me.
It's a lot to invest for 10 years, in, especially if there's a luxury tax hit.
Three, four, five, six. Six-time All-Star. He's played 7 years.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year and MVP.
I got to go, Mike.
All right, see you later. Come on, dude.
Gotta go.
The guy lives on base. He's always on base.
Robert in South Carolina, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Robert.
All right. You guys haven't named a movie yet, I don't think.
Uh-oh.
I haven't heard you guys say
what's
it.
What's that?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. I like Kill Bill. One and two, I wouldn't put him in the top 10. Inglourious Bastards is a better Tarantino movie than Kill Bill.
I like Inglourious Basterds, but Kill Bill, the Crazy 8 scene, still, I can watch that a million times. So.
Yeah, it's good. The saga of it went on a little too long, I thought.
Yeah, part two wasn't, I agree. Part one was great, though. Hey, but, so another quick question, American History X.
Mm-hmm.
You had made a comment earlier about he changed too quickly.
Do you remember
what happened to him when he was in prison? The one severe thing happened to him in prison?
Well, he got disillusioned in that the guys he thought were with the cause weren't with the cause.
Didn't he get, for lack of better terms, manhandled?
No.
I thought he did in that movie.
No.
Wrong movie?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Next baseball thing, and I'll move on out of there. You just made to the last guy. You was like, it's not your money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's what will happen in Philadelphia. In 5 years, Bryce Harper will not have won you a championship. You've got a contract that you got to honor for the next 5 years because baseball money is guaranteed. And then you guys will be upset and say that you've got this money on the books for a guy that's either not on your roster or is useless at this point. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think Bryce Harper is going to be. I don't think he's going to help bring a championship.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. You got a crystal ball there that tells you he's going to sting in 3 years?
But do you have one that says he will?
He's in the prime of his career. He had 34 bombs and 100 RBIs last year in a bad year.
I don't think that one guy's going to take you. I don't think it's going to help you beat the Braves.
Really? You don't think that putting him in the lineup makes the Phillies the offensive team, the best offensive team in that division?
No, because he was in the Nationals and still didn't do that, and the Braves won a division last year.
This is a better offensive team now, bro.
Okay. Right. That's what I'm saying. I think you're long term.
You're a hater. You're not a Philly fan, and you're a hater. You're out. Chris and Frank.
Real fast, what? Mike. The agent, Dan Lozano, called Klintak.
Uh-huh.
He said, all right, Machado's about to sign 10 years, 300. And Klintak was like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, so he gave him right of first refusal?
Yep. And still, so now this adds to the mistake. If you don't get Harper, you could have had, for that same price, 10 years, 300, you could have, or 301, you could have had Machado. So they clearly said no. So maybe they know something we don't. But they were actually given right of first refusal and said, nah, I'm good on Machado. So they better get Harper.
All right. Chris in Frankfurt. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
What up, Mike?
How you doing, Chris?
I'm all right. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it as far as the All-Star game because I'm really not into baseball. It seemed like they were trying to freeze and beat out the game. Did it seem like that to you?
The way they're playing the game up and down, they got the guys in the perimeter really dictated that game. So, a guy like Embiid wasn't going to star in that game. Like, they weren't going to post him up, down, low. Like, it was all get up and down and try to shoot as many shots as you can.
I got into an argument because me and a friend was talking about, I feel like that oop that Steph threw to Giannis was actually for Embiid.
It might have been. I don't know. But I didn't think Embiid was going to have a great game. The way this game is played, you know, he wasn't going to star in that game. They weren't going to dump it down to him and have him dunk. They wanted to go with the fancy dunks. They wanted to go with the perimeter shooting.
I got a couple of movies for you.
What do you got?
I didn't hear anybody mention The Pursuit of Happiness, Will Smith.
The Pursuit of Happiness. Tyrone? Yeah. Pursuit of Happiness.
Not in Will Smith's top 10 since 1990.
Not even in Will Smith's top 10, he says. Come on, man.
I got King of New York with Walken.
King of New York, I actually liked, but it's not top 10.
And my third one was Inside Man. Denzel, the cop, the bank heist.
Yeah. You could have picked some better Denzel movies, to be honest with you. How about Suicide Kings with Christopher Walken?
It's a good movie.
And Dennis Leary.
I like Dennis Leary a lot, actually. But top 10, it's tough to crack.
It's not a top 10 movie. Matt in Westchester, you hang on. You'll be our next caller. We're up against a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Your calls until we get the sound off right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
A free agency moved. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. Reports state Manny Machado has signed with the San Diego Padres per Bob Nightingale. The deal will pay him $300 million over 10 years. Stay locked into the Fanatic for all breaking free agency news. Flyers look for another win when they play the Lightning tonight at home. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Our Flyers weekly show leads you into the game beginning at 6. Sixers continue the All-Star break. They'll resume play Thursday night against the Heat at home. Eagles are now free to franchise tag quarterback Nick Foles. New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of the NHL Stadium Series, watches the Penguins take on the Flyers. New Amsterdam Spirits Company, Modesto, California. Copyright 2019. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for a daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's 5:30, and it is time for the final numbers for our Twitter poll for today, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Snowblowers, generators, and small engines, every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter. Final numbers, Natalie.
Over 3,200 votes today, Mike. Will the Phillies seal the deal with Harper? 42% say yes. 34% say I'm worried. 24% say no.
Okay. Not exactly a majority, but 42% is better than 34% who are worried.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, a lot of people were telling me that American History X, Ed Norton's character, who was Derek Vineyard, did get molested in prison. But I thought that happened after he decided to not hang out with the Aryans.
I haven't watched that movie in a while just because it's so graphic.
I thought that was the punishment the Aryans gave because that started to move away from them.
That was actually, you know what, that kind of sounds right, but I haven't watched the movie in a long time just because it's not a rewatcher for me.
Because to me, when I watched the movie, and I watched it a few times, it seemed like he turned too quickly for me to believe. Let's go to Matt in Westchester. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Matt?
First thing I want to say is it's very impressive how many movies you've seen.
It means I'm a loser who sits in a lounge chair and watches TV all the time.
Yeah, but it's a good way to pass the time. I enjoy watching a good movie myself. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is a lot of people get scared, especially with this 10-year contract. I personally do not. You got two guys in the prime of their careers. I mean, there's been 10-year deals that have worked out in the past. You know, A-Rod's first deal was fine. Jeter's 10-year deal worked out just fine. It doesn't really scare me. And I actually think for the Phillies, Bryce Harper is probably a better fit. Even though I actually think Machado's probably the better all-around player, I think Bryce Harper's more marketable. I think he'll do really well in Philadelphia. And if they get him, I think he's a really, really good fit.
I've said he was the better fit this whole time because if you just had Machado playing third base, you eliminate the production that you got out of Franco, and you know he'd be gone, and you would still have the anemic production in right field. So now you'll get 20 out of Franco, and you'll get the 45 out of right field.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm fine paying him whatever. It's going to be worth it for a while, like maybe 6-7 years. I think it could be worth it for even the entire 10. Baseball players can easily play into their mid-30s, mm-hmm. and this guy's going to hit home runs. That doesn't go away. Like, he's going to hit home runs forever.
Well, when you get older, there's significant analytic numbers that say there's a severe drop-off for power hitters when they get to be 35.
Yeah, but I think he can hit 30 or 25 to 30 in this ballpark. I really do, at that age.
Mm-hmm. Could be right. We'll see.
And I think he has the chance to hit 50 next year.
50?
So, I mean, it's a lofty goal, but he has the opportunity to. And these people that get hung up on his batting average, it's stupid because the guy got on base 4 out of every 10 times last year. It's remarkable.
Yes, it really is.
So I'm good with paying him whatever. Right. Movie. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big superhero fan. I really love The Dark Knight. It's one of my favorites of all time. I'm also a space guy. I don't know if you've seen Interstellar.
No.
Unbelievable movie.
Yeah, not my style.
space
and like superheroes, not my style movies. I haven't seen Interstellar now.
And then a newer one that had me on the edge of my seat, kind of murder mystery, is Wind River. I don't know if you've seen it.
Somebody just emailed me Wind River. I don't know. I never heard of it.
Me too. Huh. I'm getting double snobbed out now.
Oh, you are? Why?
Between you and then I got the cuz now texting.
The cuz just texted me Sicario. And that's actually movie. Worthy. That's a very good movie.
Yeah, yeah. He's cuz hates comedy. He thinks that if it's a comedy, it's no way it can possibly be eligible for a top 10. Be great.
I agree with that. Except Midnight Run.
That's the only one?
Yeah, pretty much. He would agree with that, too. Midnight Run is a comedy, but it's got such a good story behind it, and the dialogue is so good that would be worthy. Violent Midnight Run was a 90s movie, was it?
No.
Yeah.
Anchorman, since 1990, should be on the list.
I like Anchorman. I'm not, the cuz probably doesn't like Anchorman.
No. He doesn't respect.
I know. I liked Anchorman. I thought Anchorman was
any
funny.
Comedy. At all.
All right. Let's go to Matt and Bethlehem. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, Matt?
Good. The reason they get paid more, I mean, they play 82 home games. You pack a stadium 82 times. They play 160, games plus.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as far as paying that much for one player, I mean, I think pitching's the only thing you really, really should spend for, and then develop your prospects. You know what I mean? Like, the teams have been successful, and if a prospect does well, you pay him. But pitching's what wins, so I just got a hard time. I know I make the lineup unbelievable, but I mean, I'd rather pay for like a Chris Sale.
But pitching didn't win for the Phillies in 2008, did it?
No, but I mean, they didn't have like elite. I mean, they didn't have any,
Well, that's what I mean. So how'd they win? They hit. That team hit to win. That's what I'm saying. If they get Harper, this team overcomes the lack of pitching with hitting.
Yeah, you look at like a team like the Red Sox. I mean, their whole entire team is prospects that were developed. Second base, shortstop, third base, mm-hmm. all three outfielders, the catches. They just picked up a couple of big pitches, and, it worked out. I'm a big believer in paying for pitching. So that's just my thing on that. But as far as the movies go, what about the best movie ever made, Braveheart? Anybody say that?
Yeah, Braveheart's in the top 10.
And what about Tombstone?
Tombstone, a good movie. Maybe considered for top 10. I think it's outside the top 10. Brian and Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Lawrence, Mike. That's okay.
Lawrence?
Yeah, Lawrence.
Oh, go ahead, Lawrence. Sorry, buddy. It says Brian.
My name is Ryan, but I'm from Lawrence.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, Brian from Lawrence.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
I just wanted to console you and I both in saying that I'm all right with not having gotten Machado now that I was thinking. The Phillies really believed in Kingery. I know you're kind of down on Kingery. We've discussed this before. But they really believed in him to ink him before ever taking a major league at bat. So I just kind of like to see the kid get some more at bats to know what we've got. Then I guess we're gonna have to open our wallet for Trout. But
Trout's 2 years away, bro. So
right.
And they're negotiating a contract extension now in L.A. So it's very unlikely that they get Trout. Now, what was your point about Kingery?
Well, I'm just saying the Phillies really, really believed in him to the tune of, you know, $24 million before he ever took a major league at bat.
Yeah, so. I get it. It's only $4 million a year, though. It's not like they're breaking the bank for him.
No. I'm just saying it's nice now that we're gonna. I mean, you're gonna get more at bats as a result of us not getting Machado. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he'll get some at bats all over the infield.
My top 10. Can I give you my top 10?
Sure.
All right. My number one is Road to Perdition. I don't know. Have you seen it?
You don't want my thoughts on Road to Perdition.
Really?
Tom Hanks is a hitman? Dude, seriously? You want me to buy Tom Hanks as a hitman?
If your only problem is the casting for that,
But the whole movie doesn't work because of that. That's a hitman.
That's not true. Jude Law was terrific. The kid was amazing.
Yeah. I know the kid was amazing. The lead actor is a hitman. Stop it. He's dancing on a piano in Toy Story. I'm supposed to buy him as a hitman? Come on, brother. What else? What else you got?
All right. Well, two Goodfellas. Three No Country for Old Men.
Good movie.
Four White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a smile, but it's not a great movie.
Oh, it's such a good movie. And another line.
It's a smile movie. It's not. First of all, I don't believe that a guy like Wesley Snipes in that movie would be a Jimi Hendrix fan. All right? I'm just not buying it. I'm sorry.
What? I'm just
not buying that Wesley Snipes is a Jimi Hendrix fan out of the blue.
He would be a Jimi Hendrix fan.
Why would he be a Jimi Hendrix fan?
Because he probably did his research and he was the original guitar player for the Isley Brothers and he would have been an Isley Brothers fan. So if you're an old school Isley Brothers fan, and I feel like out there he would have been, he actually would have liked Jimi Hendrix.
See, I'm not buying that. I'm thinking that the white man would be the Jimi Hendrix fan and not Wesley Snipes.
Nah. Jimi Hendrix has a special dispensation.
Because Jimi Hendrix was kind of acid rock guitar.
No, he absolutely was.
Which was turned on more white people than black people.
He did, but the Isley Brothers are the ones that introduced him to the world before he went more rock, and I think he would know that. The more less likely thing,
obviously. Well, he should have brought that part up with the Isley Brothers, because I wasn't buying it.
Maybe he could have brought that up.
And, you know, you got to set a foundation for that.
And Rosie Perez being great on Jeopardy is far less believable than him liking Jimi Hendrix, though. That part, as funny as it was still insane.
Listen, the movie's a smile. It's not a great movie.
And that guy who was like, let me go to the car, apparently was a real gangbanger out there.
Well, Marcus Johnson was the guy who went to the car. Marcus Johnson went in the store, tried to rob the store. That was Marcus Johnson.
Somebody said that somebody in that movie when they were playing hoops was from the streets for real out there.
Well, he might have been, but Marcus Johnson was the one who put the stocking over his head.
Yeah, you're right. He's not a gangbanger.
No, that was Marcus Johnson.
Yeah, somebody with Kadeem Hardison and them. One of those guys was a real Pyru, apparently, from out there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, yeah. That'd be okay to cast somebody who's like lives it.
Yeah.
All right, coming up in this 5 minutes of sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
It is time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That is how you get in. Sound off line to be percolating today. I think we got a lot of calls today after the news of Machado signing with the San Diego Padres. And that was the theme of our show today. A lot of people, I think, couldn't get into this show. Hit us up on sound off. Let's see what we got.
Getting tired of this Bryce Harper nonsense. Dude batted 249 last season. Going to throw $300+ million at him for 10 years? Big mistake. It's not my money, but I'd rather them put that money towards somebody who could bat a little bit better than 249.
Really?
I'd take like the deal off the table if he doesn't sign within 24 hours and announce it and watch the market for him drop.
You got somebody in mind who can hit 40 home runs and they drive in more than 100 runs a year? You got anybody in mind there? I'd like to enlighten me here.
You're the Bryce Harper cheerleader. We got to have a pep rally to get Bryce Harper so that he knows Philadelphia loves him.
Take him to the Sixers game. Let him ring the bell. Huh?
Before he signs?
AI with the double bro collapse. And then he accompanies him to the bell. AI and Bryce Harper.
I love it. That's a dream.
After he signs.
That's a dream,
and he
Mike.
He sits with AI the whole game.
I don't know if I want that.
Why? Come on.
I don't know if I want that.
AI is a great ambassador from Philly.
He is a great. You know, he got the loudest ovation All-Star Weekend. And his day party was the most packed. He threw one with Fabulous.
Did he?
He did?
Yeah, he had the day party.
Saturday. He didn't show up until real late.
To the day party?
Yeah.
Well, he did all the photos with Fabulous.
Oh, he did?
Him. Yeah, they said his party was the most packed. AI's still iconic around the league.
AI wears the 8-ball jacket. Bryce Harper wears the 9-ball. And they walk out. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I really want Harper, and, you know, I don't really care if this might not be his first choice where he's going to play, but, I mean, we still got to boot it out of the guy for at least his first, like, 50 home at-bats.
Why would you do that? See, that makes Philadelphia the Yogurt City. Why would you boot him? If you finally sign the guy, you go through all this consternation, you would be what? You would have these lingering hate the feelings for the guy because he didn't sign right away? You had time to appreciate it, dude.
Mike, another big mouth owner in this town, running his shop. Oh, we're going to spend stupid money. You had a chance to get Harper or Machado, and you decided to be cheap. Good luck, fellas, when that stadium is half full, and you're 15 games under 500 by the All-Star break with Jared Eichhoff. It's enough. I'm sick of these big mouth owners in this town writing checks that their butts don't cash.
Yeah, see, they're not going to really lose a lot of attendance. They'll still be 23,000 to 25,000 in the park every night because they're a better team. So they're not going to stay away. You know how baseball fans are. They'll come to see the team. Now, if they bring Bryce Harper in here and they actually can play for something, then you get in 35,000 crowds.
Spanky hit the nail on the head. I mean, have you seen the way the Celtics are around the court when they play the Sixers? They have an arrogance. It's like, you know, it's like your opponent's not even there. And the Sixers have that sometimes. I mean, you see it from Simmons a lot when the Sixers play a lesser opponent. But they just seem to lose that killer instinct against the top teams in the East. And it's not a long time, but we haven't seen the change yet.
Where's they have they lost the killer instinct with this team? against the teams in the East. They play one of them. They lost to Boston. Now, the coach is going to have to figure out how to beat Boston, but this is a new team that's playing all these teams now.
I got a theory on why people don't enjoy hockey as much. I think for me personally, I watch sports to watch the athletic endeavors. Hockey's more of a skill type sport. It's not brute speed or strength or being able to jump out of the building. It's acquiring a skill on skates and sticks, and that to me isn't as entertaining. It's still entertaining, but not as entertaining.
Well, I mean, you know, people that like hockey would have the exact opposite viewpoint of what they do on skates is magical. And the speed they utilize, it's magical. Changing directions and all that kind of stuff. It's a pretty athletic endeavor.
Well, that's when I thought Andy couldn't say anything more obtuse. He actually made the comment Ben Simmons will not get any better because he's 22 years old. And no one gets better after they're 22 years old. I think Inge's proof of that, and he's never improved as a caller on your show, and I got a feeling he was over 22 years old when he started calling. So, Inge, you're right about yourself, but everyone else, you're wrong.
Yeah, nobody gets better after 22. Yeah, it's true. Dope.
President Day, I have to go to work. I work all day, I get in my car, and what do I hear at 5:35? Inge, why am I hearing Inge talking about, we should trade Ben Simmons to get Rocco back? Don't allow him on. He's the worst.
No, but here's the great thing about it. I agree.
I'd rather listen to Angry Al all day.
I agree that he's the worst. He's the worst caller in the history of my tenure as a sports talk host. But people react that way to him, so that makes him a good caller. You know, people react to hate him. You know, he's getting a reaction out of people, even though it's not the reaction that he thinks that he deserves. He thinks he actually deserves a legitimate reaction. That's how misguided he is. All right, close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of summer. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got no beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right, no sound off. 610-771-9705 for future reference. Keep that number handy. Coming up, the Flyers Weekly Show. Martinez and Chris Therrien, and they'll lead you right into the Lightning and Flyers. And I love the Flyers tonight. It's a short line.
Outright.
-128 Tampa. Oh, Flyers win the game. Stay tuned for the game and then afterwards, Torty. Have a great rest of the night, everybody. We'll talk to you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.